Hi, I am Harriana Hook, and welcome to the Memoir of a Descendant Stand. As you all know, we always start each podcast off with a quote from Descendants. So the Descendants quote of the day is, you're going to have all the nerds in love with you. Because we're going to talk about the Black community and just nerd culture and whatnot. And I have a special guest here with me today. I have my best friend, Saya. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, we were originally supposed to do this podcast yesterday, but some things came up and we weren't able to. And it actually kind of worked around a little bit better because I was getting sleepy and I had put banana bread in the oven. So I didn't want it being burnt. It just worked out a little bit better doing it today. So before we get started, do you want to tell them a little bit about you?
Well, I'm officially a junior in college at Valdosta State University. I'm a dance major. I dance. I pretty much write poetry sometimes. I've been in plays at my school, like community plays pretty much. And yeah.
Yeah, a fun fact about me and Saya is that we actually met in our high school's drama club. That's how we became friends. And he was like one of the few people that I knew in real life that actually liked Descendants as much as I did. Like, so I don't think anybody likes Descendants as much as me, but it was just nice to have somebody that he already is my best friend, and to see that he likes the same thing I did too. So yeah, we used to bond over Descendants a lot, and we still do. Like,
I was just surprised at how disappointing Descendants 2 was. It was
Descendants is an important part of our friendship. Like, that was so, it's like me and you, we both loved the first movie so much, and we was just so hyped up and excited for the second movie, and then when we saw it, we were like, excuse me?
It didn't have the same effect. Yeah. But, we're gonna get into the topic of nerd culture within the Black community.
Yes, now, one thing I've noticed is that, like, a lot of people tend to think that being, like, nerdy or quirky or not is just, like, a white characteristic trait, because I noticed how if you have, this is just, like, growing up as a Black kid, if you had common interests outside of, like, let's say hip-hop or Black movies, just, like, anything that had to do with Black people, you were made fun of and called white. Like, it was just seen as, like, a white kid stuff or whatnot.
You know, one thing I've always noticed is, like, the artistic people, the people who were called weird, they were called outcasts, like, by the white and Black community. Like, those people were Black. Like, rock and roll, hip-hop, art, like, all of that was started by Black people. And now it's become a thing of, like, oh, let's associate this with whiteness. Like, they've pretty much taken a part of what was our culture, like, being creative, like, and took it for themselves. And I think, like, I don't know, like, Black people today, they see that as, like, when you're not used to the norm, or, like, when you have your own interests, it's like they try to put you in a box. And that's something I think people have struggled with, like, in their adult life, you know, because they're like, oh, I want to be a part of the wave. That's why everybody's on it now, because they want to be like, oh yeah, I like anime, I like cartoons, I like blah 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 blah.
And it's like, that's, I check, y'all made fun of us for liking that stuff. Like,
exactly.
Like, especially, like, when it comes to Instagram, because you know how, like, aesthetic is, like, a thing now.
Yeah.
I used to get made fun of so much for being a fan of, like, Disney Channel original movies and Disney films. Why do I see somebody, so many people now, like, especially people that I used to make fun of me, they're the main ones reposting screenshots and icons from these shows and these movies. And I'm just like, you don't actually like the thing. You just like the aesthetic of it. You just like it because it looks cute or it looks pretty. You don't actually appreciate it for what it is. So, like, what's the truth?
And I see some people, they even start editing, like, characters from cartoons, from, like, animes into their pictures and, like, you know, posing, like, promiscuously on them. And it's like, wow, tell us how you really feel, you know? It's like, all these things, you never showed an interest. Like, you could have, we could have connected on something when we were in school together, and now you're just, like, pretty much, it's for, like, a flex, sort of. It reminds me of, like, pretty much, like, all black things. Like, people, they want to be socially conscious as a flex. They want to, like, have black friends as a flex. They want to connect and, like, use our slang, our, like, aesthetic for, you know, some, like, variety image. And
I noticed, like, you could take, because I remember I was watching this one YouTube video, and it was called, like, the weird girl trope, and they were talking about the only time that it is okay for, like, a girl to be weird is if she's pretty and if she's white, and I was like, and I strongly do agree with that, like, I agree.
And it literally shows, like, what's her name? No shade to her, but Halsey. Like, nobody was really checking for her until pretty much she came out. She was with, like, G-Eazy and said that, oh, I'm half black, I'm half ethnic. Like, she has variety of ethnicities at this point. So I was kind of just like, wow. Now everybody's, like, you know, pretty much trying to jump on her wave just because she's white, she's not straight. So, I mean, what's the deal with that, though? I feel like a lot of people queerbait, kind of, just to, you know, seem as if they're different, but they're really not. Like, you look the same. Like, the media cares about image at the end of the day. They don't really care about your personality, your interests. As long as you look a certain way, I feel like, you know, you're acceptable.
That honestly reminds me of, you know, Megan Thee Stallion. We love her to death. She's great. I've been riding with her since she dropped this Stally freestyle in 2017, where you know how she loves anime. She's like an anime nerd. And a lot of people just weren't buying the fact that she actually, like, likes anime. And people were, like, trying to discredit her and that and whatnot. And somebody was like, why is it so hard for y'all to find black women to have the same interest as everybody else? Like, I just feel like with just being in the black community, a lot of people tend to dehumanize us. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like we have so many, like, I bring up Harry Potter so much in this podcast because a lot of people, including black people, are fans of Harry Potter. A lot of black people are fans of Twilight, but I just noticed that every time it comes to, like, something that is seen as, like, really, really nerdy, even Star Wars and just anime, people always just seem to associate it with, like, oh, that's white people stuff, that's this and that and the third. I don't believe they actually like this. I just think they like it because they think it'll make them quirky and whatnot. And that just made me so mad when I saw what people were saying, that stuff about Megan. And I was just like, y'all just mad that a fine woman is into anime and not y'all. Like, just go ahead and admit it, okay? Like,
and that's another thing. Like, I feel like in the black community, like, sometimes black women, or even just black people in general, we have to prove that we like it. And if we don't like a certain anime, or if we only watch, like, mainstream animes, then we're not anime fans. And it's kind of just like, well, we like it for what it is, you know? We don't have to, like, the whole dub versus sub argument. Like, I think I saw this Twitter meme where it was like, oh, you watch anime? And a girl was like, yeah. And she was like, and I think the guy was like, dub or sub? And she was like, dub. And dub is basically watching it in, like, English. And so I guess, like, he was just like, you know, gotta leave her alone. And it's like, why is that? You know, like, you like it for, like, what it is. You don't have to, first of all, what I look like, I can barely see. First of all, I can barely see. So what do I look like trying to read subtitles off of a language I don't understand? And I'm not knocking, like, sub-watchers at all. I'm just saying, like, if you knock dub watchers, you need to reevaluate yourself. Like, if I like dub, that's my business. If I like sub, that's my business. So I don't like how sometimes we have to prove, like, that we like something. Because some black anime nerds, they will get, like, so passionate about it. Like, very passionate about, like, simple things. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of just like, why should we have to divide ourselves? Like,
in yes. Yes, going, like, back off of that, like, the black nerd community, this has been such a big thing, and I don't know if you've noticed it, but have you ever heard of the word of, like, gatekeeping? Like, the word gatekeeping?
Yes, yes, that's what I was trying to say.
They be feeling like they can be the only black person that likes this thing, so they don't want to talk to anybody else that's black that is a fan of that, because I've noticed that in Descendants, that there was this one girl that she was a black girl, and I didn't want to be her friend and whatnot, but she just wasn't, like, feeling me or anything, and I was just like, you are not the only black person here that likes it. It's okay to talk to other people. Like, she would talk to other white kids and other Asian people and Latino people in the fandom, but she would not talk to nobody black. And I'm just like, what is your problem?
Like, it's kinda like, tokenism, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I'm like being the token black kid here? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like, there's already so much heaped on us, like, by our own community, that we have to, like, have, like, sort of a turf thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have to compete with each other just to be the only one, and it's like, it doesn't have to be that way. There's room at the top, and even if, like, I'm talking about overall, but, like, in this, like, it shouldn't even matter. Like, it's a show. It's not real life. And if we have interest in it, you shouldn't be the only one, or at least shouldn't want to be the only one in your community that likes that thing. You know, it shouldn't be, like, biased.
Yes, because we noticed that there are so many black nerds out here that enjoy being the token black kid in a fandom or whatnot, and I don't like that. That's the issue. Like, have you ever heard of this blog called Black Girl Nerds?
I think so, yeah.
You know, I'm going to make a whole podcast episode dedicated to what went down with them, because you just need to know that they're not good people. They're a prime example of the whole token black girl in a fandom situation, because they acted as if they could be the only people that talked about black girls and nerd culture and nerdy things and whatnot, and they would not, like, they just were not open to working with other organizations, because there are numerous black girl nerd blogs out here, but because they coined the term black girl nerds, like, that's just their thing, they feel as if they can be the only one. Like, they feel like they can be the only blurred blog out here. That's my issue with them. And they're just really, really sketchy people. Like, they scam people out of a lot of their money. So a lot of people are just done with them. But at the same time, a lot of people don't know what they did, because that's how big they've become. And they just kind of glossed over it. And a lot of people just still don't know everything they've done before.
Mm-hmm. I just really think, like, you know, if it's a show, like, if it's a form of entertainment, what gives you the right to pretty much exclude other people from it? You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody can, it's made for entertainment. You're supposed to like it. Other people are supposed to like it. So don't feel, like, entitled to thinking, I'm pretty much the only person that can like this. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're not alone. I'm like, why do y'all want... It's just that whole thing where, you know, people will be like, I don't need nobody. I got me, myself, and I. Why do y'all want to be alone so bad?
And it's not necessary at all.
It's not. It just makes me think about the whole, like... It's, like, bad enough we already have other communities trying to exclude us out of this fan base and this fandom, but then we have each other going off talking about, I don't want to talk to this person because they're black just like me. I thought I was the only one. I don't feel special anymore. I'm like, why do y'all want to feel that way? Why do y'all like feeling alone?
Yeah, but I will say, like, in cartoons and in anime, sometimes they do paint black people like offensively. Like, there's this anime, like, in anime culture, they will, like, do pretty much, like, kind of Jim Crow animations. They'll make them, like, with beady eyes and, like, big lips and all of that. And I feel like it's so unnecessary.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch a lot of, like, the Shonen, I think that's how it's pronounced, Shonen anime. That's why I don't watch a lot of those. A lot of them do, like, a lot of rich fantasies to them. But I have noticed, like, people were talking about Descendants, where they were like, why did the villain have to be a black girl? And every single, like, in this movie, the villain was a black girl. And I was just like, I didn't even notice that until y'all pointed it out. Like, what? And I noticed, you know how in the third movie they brought Celia over?
Yeah, exactly.
And they were just talking, I don't understand why Celia, you know how they had two little girls, they had Celia and they had Dizzy? I don't understand why Dizzy was seen as the cute, sweet, and innocent one, but Celia was seen as the bad one with the smart mouth. And I'm just like, what's going on here? What's going on?
I don't understand why they have to give characters, like, in entertainment, like, the black sassy character. Why can't they be like, do you remember, like, Peter Pan? Like, you know, the side character who's pretty much, like, just going on an adventure.
Okay, you talking about Wendy?
Yes, her.
By the way, he's in Walmart right now, y'all. That's if it sounds a little weird on his side, he's in the store. But what? On Peter Pan, you mean like, okay. You talking about Tiger Lily?
I mean like pretty much her demeanor, like her personality.
Oh, you talking about Wendy, the little white girl?
Yes. Like, why okay, can't they have characters like that? Why do they have to pretty much be the stereotypical character?
She's sassy, she's loud, she has a bad attitude. Like, people were talking about, because you know how, I remember when it was, like, this whole little racism thing going on in the fandom, where people were talking about how they didn't like Uma because she had a bad attitude. And I was like, last time I checked, Mal had a bad attitude, too, and y'all didn't say anything about that. Like, it just goes back to the whole dehumanization.
Yeah, I don't understand why, that's not even just, like, an entertainment thing. It's a world thing. Like, as soon as, you know, we have attitudes or we stand up for ourselves or we pretty much call out people on their BS, it's, like, it becomes a thing of race. It's, like, oh, why do you act like this? And then when other races do it, it's, like, acceptable.
I noticed that, like, nothing is going to change in these communities unless we speak up and speak out about them, because I made a video back about fandom racism and how the black community acts towards nerdy things and nerd culture, but it's just, like, people were saying nothing's going to change unless we talk about it. That's why I'm going to make the whole separate video about the issue with black girl nerds. And racism is going to be a big topic on this podcast. I've already talked about it in and out, but I'm just letting y'all know now, we're going to be talking about it because this fandom has a racism problem and we need to address it and fix it.
And we also need other cultures and other races to stand up for us too. You know, yeah. And that's what, and even if they have problems with that, we'll stand up for them in return. It just needs to be a reciprocal thing where, like, we're all human and we can all stand up for each other and our problems.
Because I have noticed that, like, a lot of the white people, it's like, not that they don't care about the issue, it's just they're not aware of what is going on because it's not happening to them. Because a lot of them told me that they didn't even notice all the racism going on in the fandom until I pointed it out. And I was like, wow, that's how you know. It's not like, it's not saying that they don't care or they're naive to it. It's just they didn't understand why it was such a problem because it wasn't affecting them. But then after I pointed it out, they're like, yeah, well, this needs to change.
So I think, like, pretty much that's what everyone needs to do. We need to start pointing it out more so other people can point it out and, you know, it can be done with. So yeah, I feel like unless enough people outrage about it, then nothing will become better. Nothing's going to change.
People were complaining about how, you know what fan fiction is and everything?
Yeah.
People were complaining about how a lot of fan fictions usually just have, like, a white girl, like, a white girl with the main character, and that's it. And everybody was like, why won't y'all start writing characters of color and everything? And I'm like, y'all, I understand that it is an issue, but we need to, nothing's going to change unless we start to make that change ourselves. Like, it's just doing little things like that, because I had to do that, where I had to start writing for Black characters, and then it was slowly starting to get better, while non-Black people saw the issue, so they started fixing it too with themselves. Like, it just starts with us at the end of the day.
Yeah, and one thing I will say is, even when white people do write characters of color, they will make them overly racial. Like, they will make them overly stereotypical, or not even stereotypical, just like, they will make it their character pretty much like their race is their entire personality.
Exactly.
And it's like that's not necessary. So I feel like unless we start writing for ourselves, like writing the stories that we want to tell, like, it doesn't even have to be about social awareness. Like, race is a social construct at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So if you take that away, then we're just people, and we go through things that have nothing to do with our race. So why don't we start writing those stories?
Like, do you remember those books called Dork Diaries?
Yes, actually, I do.
Black woman wrote those books, right?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm just talking about, because somebody has said something. I thought Dork Diaries was written by a white woman. And I'm just like, she was written as a regular human being. That's why you couldn't tell who it was written by, because I just feel like it just kind of comes from us. Like, we have to start writing our characters the way we want to be seen. Like, if, like, you know how if you don't do it yourself, nothing's gonna change a little bit. Like, it's just, yeah, the whole stereotype thing, it just irritates me so much. Like, people were just so shocked that a Black woman wrote this. And I'm like, why are you shocked that a Black woman did this? Like,
yeah, it just goes back to, like, how the world is. Like, when you watch cartoons or you watch movies or any form of entertainment, there's like a slice of symbolism of, like, for, like, how the world is now. So, you know, don't see us as below you. Don't see us as above you. Just see us as people, just like you. And we deserve to be equal, not superior, not inferior. No comparisons, just people who are human. Exactly. People who are unique.
We're just people who share interests, because at the end of the day, like, nothing is considered, like, you know, people say this, like, we go back to what we said earlier in the podcast, how that's white people stuff. Black people don't do that. I'm like, at the end of the day, it's all just stuff. Like, I still don't get why people are so surprised that Black people like to do dancing outside of hip-hop. Black people like to read. Black people like to write. It just kind of goes back to the whole thing where people just kind of see us as people that are hood. Like, no, we're a lot more than that.
Yeah. Like, even at my school, like, majority of our program, of the dance program, is Black. But the theater program majority is white. People who do casting, our professors, they do a really good job of not trying to typecast us. You know what I'm saying? Don't put us in different genres just because of what we look like.
Yeah.
So I think more universities need to start doing that. And more, like, in film, I feel like they also need to start doing that as well.
Oh, most definitely, because I am so tired of seeing reboots and remakes. Like, this is one reason why I praise Descendants, because they actually did a better job with diversity than a lot of these people, is that when they want to do a remake of something, they're going to remake it with white people, which is like, no, I don't want to see this. But Descendants made Cruella DeVille Black. we all know Corona Bell was a white woman, and I praise them for making her black, even though, like, she wasn't, like, a major character or anything. Them making her black and then making her son biracial, I'm just like, this is what remakes are supposed to do. You're supposed to add diversity in it. If you're going to do a remake and still remake it with white people, there's no purpose.
Even, like, Halle Bailey, she's playing Arya. And people were upset because she's a black woman. And they're like, why is she black? What if we made Tiana? The thing about Tiana is her race actually had to deal, like, with the movie itself. Her race was actually implemented into her character. She was a Southern girl from New Orleans who didn't get the property that she deserved because she was a black woman.
Yeah.
So
Kissing a Frog literally works. It's the story of a black woman. Like, a white woman would not have been going through the same thing during that time in America.
Like, what white person, no shade, but what white person has a dad that makes gumbo? Like, and actually, like, they were making black made food. They were literally making black made food. Like, recipes that came from black families.
Like, what white person in the 20s in New Orleans will be making gumbo? And people were still complaining about how Cruella de Vil was a black woman and how her son was black too. And we were like, y'all, Cruella de Vil literally could be played by anybody. Like, her race literally has nothing to do with the story. Like,
yeah, so that's what I was saying. Arya's race had nothing to do with the story. And they were saying, like, she was from Denmark. She was from the sea. Underwater. Who cares what her race is? They don't have race underwater. They don't have race underwater. So it doesn't even matter.
Ariel's a fish. A freaking fish.
And plus, weren't mermaids in the Caribbean, where black people are?
Yes! Like, people are dumb. Like, and it's just like, as soon as we get some kind of diversity or whatnot, people just want to complain. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like, I'm like, why are y'all trying to gatekeep this for yourselves? Like, people of white people, y'all are not the only people that are exclusive to liking things. Like, it's okay. Right.
Yeah, I just think it's a thing of entitlement because why I was going to get into like the people feel entitled to say, like, the N-word instead of, like, just showing respect.
Yeah.
Like, towards people who are diverse. It just doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah.
Why can't you just set your, like, just look outside of yourself and see, like, if they make characters black, if they make anybody, like, if they give anybody a chance, you know, that's not saying, oh, well, I feel excluded. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do white people do that? Like, we've been excluded from y'all spaces for centuries, and we still are. So if we get a chance for ourselves, you shouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah, because, you know, when it comes to, like, cosplay, a lot of white people don't want to cosplay as black characters. And they were like, oh, I can't cosplay as that person because they're black. And I'm like, excuse me, do you think being black is a costume? It's not. Like, black people...
They still have Native American costumes in stores.
Yeah,
and but the thing that's not a costume.
That's cultural appropriation. I'm talking about, like, if there's a black character. If there's a black character, like, you know, Uma. People will be like,
right.
Yeah, I can't just suppose Uma, she's black. Okay.
It's kind of just like, you don't have to wear the braids, though, because that would be cultural appropriation. But if you were to, you know, dress up as an octopus, put on the little pirate hat, her uniform, that'd be cool. I feel like it was really cool. Like, another thing I want to say, I feel like Uma's outfit, like, her character, I feel like her entire story was great. The execution
the talent jumped out.
Yeah, the execution of the movie and, you know, what actually happens, not so great.
Yeah, because I was talking to one of my good subscribers. She commented, it was under my most recent Descendants racism video. She was talking about, she was like, I'm not even Black, and I can relate to Uma a lot. And I was like, see, that goes to show you, like, that goes to show y'all, like, you don't have to, you don't have to be the same race as somebody to get them.
I've never understood it.
I don't get it. Because I'll be honest, I didn't really relate to Uma all that much, but I still loved her. I related to Audrey, and you know, Audrey's just half Black. Audrey is still Black, let me not say that. Audrey is Black. I related to Audrey a lot more than I did Uma. And I looked more like Uma. I related to Evie more than, like, anybody else. I related to, like, just because the person is not the same race as you does not exclude the fact that they're relatable. Like, no. Like, I relate to Lisa Simpson so much, and she is freaking white, okay? But that's not going to stop me from loving her.
They definitely try to put you in one singular section. Like, you can only relate to this person if they're white. You can only relate to this person if they're Black, you can only relate to this person if they're, like, Latino. It's like, we're all human, we're all gonna go through things, and, you know, they may be similar, we're all gonna have similar emotions, we're all gonna have similar experiences, so it doesn't matter what their race, like, your race is not who you are. It may be a part of your identity, a part of your culture, what you grew up with, but it's not who you are.
I agree.
So...
like, I will say, being, like, me just being a Black woman is a part of me, because me being Black, being a Black woman affects my overall life. Like, that's going to be the first thing people see when they see me. Like, I'm not racially ambiguous. I'm not light-skinned. Like, people are going to associate my race with me, but I can't really blame them for doing that, because I have to blame society, because they are, like, I'm more than just my skin color. I am a person. I'm human, okay?
You know, as a Black person, we come from so much. Like, we've overcome so much, and we still have more to overcome. And, you know, they tried to get rid of us, like, completely, and we're still here. So I just pretty much want people to be proud of their Blackness, but no, it does not define them.
I agree. I strongly agree. Now we are coming to an end. Do you have any, like, last remarks about to the fellow blurs out there? Do you have any words to say to them?
Pretty much what I've been saying. Just stand in your Blackness. Stand in your interest. Don't try to shy away of them, regardless of your surroundings or who you surround yourself with. Just be authentic, pretty much. Be yourself, regardless of what people say. Like, because you're going to regret it if you don't. That's really it.
I'll repeat the Descendants quote of the day. You're gonna have all the nerds in love with you. Because, yes, at the end of the day, especially the Black nerd community, we need to stand together, because we are the first to rip each other apart, and that's not good. That's not good. We gotta fix that.
Yes, but we should not be our worst critics. We should be our strongest supporters.
I agree. But thank you again, Saya, for following me. If you guys want to follow him and check out his work and whatnot, I will be leaving all his links in the description box. But do you want to tell everyone what your Instagram is?
Oh, Saya the second, like, with the number 2 as the S for second. So it's like SYATHE2ECOND.
Thank you guys for listening to the Memoir of a Descendant Stand, and I will catch you on the next one.
Bye.